field day. Actually, we don't know who's running it next year. But they learned a lot. You can do it. You're next.
We had a
whole bag of chips, almost.
And Sarah over here ate almost a whole bag of potato chips. There's a field day up in Utah.
He was in charge of the food part of it.
His call sign was Whiskey Echo 7, Bravo, Quebec. You can figure that one out for yourself. Yes, Whiskey Echo 7, Bravo, Quebec. That's the best food call sign for field day that I think I've ever heard. We were at the club meeting last night, and that was brought to our attention. In fact, that's on the audio boo, and you'll get a kick out of that. Not much else to really add. From here, just enjoying my last hours here in Vegas. I can't believe we're down to that already. Just kind of going to enjoy them as much as I can. Get some final files transferred over. I'm stealing some files from Sarah here. Yes, that's right. I'm stealing them. Get me started on that rant, or I could go for hours. Anyway, back over to Sarah. I'll turn it over to her.
Oh yeah, the bag of chips incident. I didn't know what. I guess I was just, not really paying attention to what was in front of me, and I there was like a third of a bag of chips left, and it was like this really big family Costco-sized bag of chips, just about a third left, and I'd reached in, I would eat some, and I'd eat some more, and the next thing I knew, it was gone. Monty was the one who noticed it was gone, but the good thing about it is it was eaten, and whoever's in charge of the cooler next year doesn't have to clean it out. This year, someone forgot to clean out the cooler last year, we don't know who it was, whoever it was. And they had left the ice in, the soda in, the water in, the everything else in, and it was disgusting. I told this person, I said, you're very lucky that they didn't have ants.
Yeah.
And I have a little birdie in my ear whispering, yeah. Let's see. What time?
It's like, I don't know. 12:33.
Okay, close enough.
Yeah.
we have a QSO. I think it's at 2:27 Pacific.
Yes, it is. It's exactly 2:27. Tell them about that.
Okay. So this particular QSO, we like to set up at very odd times. The first time, it was at 12:44. No, 12:46.
12:46 was the first one. Yeah.
And then the second one was at 12:52.
Yes.
So. When was the first one?
12:46.
No, that was the second one.
First one we never set up, I don't think.
The first one was an accident. No, the first one, yeah. She set up, and then the second one, the next day was at 12:46, and then the third one was at 12:52. Yeah. So this one, this final one, is at 2:27. We're very odd like that, so, yeah. Anyway, back to you, KK4AHX. This is KE7ZUM.
And you'll get to do some editing on the audio booth.
No, I won't.
Yeah, Yeah, it is. 12:33. It's been a 33-minute contact so far.
New notification from Foursquare.
No.
Foursquare. Early.
We started at 12:30.
Yes, I do recall hearing those other news.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know what I'm talking about. 33 seconds. anyway, I see what I'm going to say. Yes, even that whole bag of chips, that definitely qualifies to be, I think, qualification that the FCC or ARR wants to put in the exam that you want to eat a whole bag of potato chips or
five. Oh, no, they should make you do it.
Yep.
I can't rag chew, but I can eat. Cheddar,
something. I don't know what it is.
Just
had
like
cookies and corn, but
that's disgusting.
Ew. I never knew that they have those kinds of odd flavors of goldfish crackers, but she's pretty picky. She can be pretty picky.
Aww.
She went to eat, so she's gonna be a family, got to work on that. but anyway, a great kind of conversation with you guys, and
no, not really.
No kidding.
Wow.
That's good.
Okay, that's interesting.
Hang on. You're gonna let me.
Now you know what I'm going through.
Yeah, hang on. Let me, there we go. Okay, actually,
KDCCA,
I am on my iPhone. I'm hooked up to headphones.
I'm hooked up to headphones.
And we do have an echo link here in this area, but I don't hear it very well.
Crackle, crackle. Frying bacon.
Definitely not well enough to even think about controlling it.
I know how to.
I just put that repeater into a serial radio with that repeater in it. It's echo link
code number 775 in the K7RSW.
It's in the next city over.
Put it in
the
radio anyway.
When I'm in California, we do have an echoing node that I can hit
with the radio.
It's about six miles away,
but it's up on a hill, so I can come in that way and
I get the notes. My echo link is one of the oldest echo link node numbers in existence. I was one of the first echo link users. I'm one of the rare four digit echo link node numbers you'll ever see. So there you go.
It's been great talking to everybody. Gary, get those recordings up, whatever you got of field days. I will listen to all of them. Believe me, it's lots of fun. We did seven hours of field days, so if you even got 5 minutes, that would be good.
So I'm going to go back to listening
and enjoy my last bits of time. time here.
The Echoing Podcast.
The Echoing Podcast again sounds like a good idea.
KD7ZUM
and the group. I will just be listening for the rest of this. KD7ZAD. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Yeah. I think we should both do an Echolink podcast since you and I have different styles. You know, you teach one way, I teach another, and all that other good stuff. Yes, I did say stuff, not stuff, stuff. Although it'll sound alike on the radio, or whatever you happen to be using.
Right.
Now, I could omit all S's and just talk with a lisp all the time, but anyway, I will also let you go so that way I can prepare some stuff on the network and get all that stuff done before the next QSO. So, so yeah, you take care of yourself, and me and the asthma say, 73, and take care until next time, and I'll talk to you later. KE7ZUM, listening.
WB4NWSR.
Okay, shut up, voiceover.
It likes
to... Hi, well, I got somebody wants to say hey to you guys real quick if I'm going to talk.
Aww.
Okay. Trevor likes to return for a long time.
I think I'm going to give him a personal copy of this.
Yeah.
Just for his posterity and Amy's.
Okay, Darren, that was too cute. I wasn't going to come back in here, but that was just too cute.
It's possible for him to get their licenses at a
fairly young age.
I can tell you about a ham that I personally want to meet. They're always at work.
Right now they're in Chicago, so I haven't had a chance to meet them.
They got their license at age five and a half.
That was cute.
That was very cute.
Alright, sounds good. Hey, you got any last words? Goodbye. Goodbye. Say bye. You know, don't talk now.
This.
Yeah, that works. Oh my God, that was good.
I'm definitely going to give a personal copy. Take it to Audioboo.
Right.
He deserves to have this.
That's true. Wow.
All right, I'm just going to stop.